Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jack with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Brisbane bus drivers are set to engage in a two-hour work stoppage this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. over a pay dispute with Brisbane City Council. The work stoppage comes as negotiations with the council and the RBTU have failed to reach an agreement regarding pay. The council's final offer was 7% over 2 years, with the RBTU pushing for 9% over 2 years. It comes as drivers have engaged in other industrial actions earlier this year, such as driving in plain clothes. North Queensland is expected to be hit with another barrage of thunderstorms and showers, with BOM reporting 100 millilitres of rain overnight. Meteorologists are monitoring a tropical low off the east coast and have issued a hazard of surf warning for the Gold and Sunshine Coast, as well as Gagari. The Bureau of Meteorology is keeping tabs on weather systems on the chance of a cyclone developing off the coast, like the one off Western Australia last week. Flood warnings remain for coastal northern Queensland towns. In national news, the New South Wales Resource Regulator has launched an investigation into the cause of an underground mine fire in Broken Hill. The regulator is investigating the use of ground stabilizing chemicals known as PUR in a Parilia-owned mine, which is said to have caused the fire. The workers reported vapors and fumes prior to the fire igniting. The Mine Workers Alliance has called for stricter regulations around the use of PUR chemicals. Lithium-ion batteries have caused over 30 fires in New South Wales alone this year, as a man lost his life in a house fire started by what is suspected to be charging an e-bike. Fire and rescue, as well as industry experts, are warning about low-quality e-vehicles being at risk to people and their safety, especially those in charging in their home. Last year, New South Wales Fire Department recorded over 300 fires started by cheap batteries being charged. In international news, the South Korean government has accused Chinese AI company DeepSeek of sharing its users' data with TikTok parent company ByteDance after the country removed the AI model from its app stores over the weekend. The DeepSeek AI model made an impact in the technology scene recently after its announcement had wiped hundreds of billions of dollars from the US stock market, particularly from chip maker Nvidia. Multiple countries have since banned the app, citing security concerns and alleging data sharing. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a couple of showers expected. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.